boy, it was testy for a few hours on the internet as TikTok was down for less than 24 hours this past weekend. There were ways to deal with it, and then there were not ways to deal with it. The not ways to deal with it is what we're focusing on now in this Setting the Bar story.
Yeah, this is what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to burn down your congressman's office because the app went dark, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep, 19-year-old there in Wisconsin. He tried to do it, told cops he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away.
Are you serious? Like, you thought that was going to be a valid excuse.
When they
hear why, they're going to understand.
Right, exactly. Now, luckily, the fire was all outside. It was all contained outside because cops and the fire department knocked the flames down with fire extinguishers, and the firefighters got there and handled the rest of it. The fire never got actually inside the building.
That's good news.
Yes, exactly. The congressman.
We got a call early this morning. Apparently, last night around 1 o'clock, some 19-year-old from Menasha came down and decided to try to set our office on fire. They didn't get in the office, but nevertheless, there was a lot of smoke in the office, which is obviously going to result in a lot of damage. A lot of the siding, an air conditioner, look like they're quite damaged. But I suppose in today's world, you know, things just keep getting worse, and rather than just call my office and saying, let's open up TikTok, he decided to try to burn it down.
Yeah, so I guess he was still there when police got there.
Wow.
And he was just sitting there watching it burn.
Watching his handiwork.
Yeah. And they said he was arrested at the scene because, quote, he was just sitting there watching it burn.
So, okay. All right.
Again, you know, I don't know if... Hey, look. I get why you could be upset, especially if you're making millions of dollars off an app, as some influencers are. And all of a sudden, that's ripped away from you.
Me thinks he wasn't one of
but
those.
He probably wasn't. I don't know. I mean,
I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, they're not releasing his name or anything like that. But, like, yeah.
But there are better ways to try to get things done and to reach out to, you know what? He was trying to go through the proper protocols, reaching out to his congressman.
He just did it in a not a good way.
You can send emails.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to burn down your congressman's office because an app went dark, you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's really not going to put your agenda to the top of his list.
All right. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story.